Hello and welcome to another episode of New Media Tech. And this week, I am technically on vacation. In fact, you can tell by my wrist, I have a amusement park thing on my wrist because that's where I've been all day. I was on vacation the end of last week, and I came back from vacation with two nephews. So this week's very busy with us running around with them. However, I am here tonight, and I want to cover a couple things that I meant to cover last week. But with all the stuff going on last week, getting prepared for vacation, I forgot about it. So I'm not going to be very long tonight. It's going to be very quick, but I just want to let you know I'm still thinking about you and all that fun stuff. So what I want to talk about this week is some how you find other broadcasters that you can interact with and learn from. That's the best way to learn how to do stuff is to interact. So tonight we're going to cover that. But before we do, I just want to do a couple of the little housekeeping things that we have. First of all, our YouTube channel is youtube.com/techzenTV. And if you've been watching the last 6 weeks, you know we've been harping on that, but we're done this week. We're back to normal. So it's just youtube.com/techzenTV. And you can also visit us at newmediatech.tv or the techzen.tv website. You can go to either place to find our show and show notes. And I guess the other thing is you can follow us on Twitter at TechZenTV. And if you follow us on Twitter, we've combined all of our Twitters together to this one channel, and you get notifications the day of a show when the show is going to come out and all that stuff. And we also post other things out there as well. So it's very interesting if you like to follow people on Twitter. We don't spam you with garbage. It's just all interesting stuff. All right. That is pretty much it. So I think that's all the housekeeping things. Well, the only other thing is I'm Mike Myers. How you doing? And I am the host, currently the only host, although I am looking for a co-host. So if you are interested in co-hosting a show about how you do your podcasting and all that, or you'd like to, if you do a show, I'd love to interview you and just put you on the show and talk to you some of the challenges you've had, how you've worked through and things like that as well. Because I'd like to take us a little bit beyond just the technology side, which really is the focus of the show, is the technology side and growing your show. So, but I would, like to talk to you if you are interested. You can always email us at newmediatech@techzen-tv. All right. So I get this question a lot is how do I find other people that I can talk to or other communities based around what we do? And yes, there are. And there's quite a few. And some of them are kind of overlapping. So what I want to do is I want to show you during this show what some of these communities are and talk about them a little bit. So let me go ahead and I'm going to make my screen just a tad bit bigger so that we can see that a little bit better. Let's see, my display, I shouldn't have done this before. All right, there we go. So let's make this. And I'm going to go through a couple of different locations. So here's the first one we're going to talk about. This is the IAIB, the International Association of Internet Broadcasters. And it doesn't cost you anything to join. So I will tell you, this is probably the one site, if you have a technical question, you will get an honest and unbiased answer. The people in this community are professionals. Some of the other communities I'm going to show you are hobbyists and have very strong opinions. And you got to kind of have a thick skin when you go to some of the other ones. That's okay. I still like being involved in them. So I'm not saying do not go to those other ones, but this is the first one I would go to. It's not as active as the other ones. However, I think it has the best advice overall. And you will get answers out of this one if you have an actual answer or question or an answer. So just go to ibroadcastnetwork.org and sign up. It doesn't cost you anything to sign up. And after you get in here, you can go to the discussion forums, and there are tons and tons of things in the discussion forums, from video to audio broadcasting, just general internet discussions, our internet broadcasting discussions, live broadcasting, copyrights, tips and techniques. You can announce your stuff in the broadcasters area. There's an industry provider area, listeners and fans. There's actually getting down into particular support type of communities for like Wirecast, VidBlaster, TriCaster, vMix, Livestream. And then you go into the software for Windows or Mac, different types of equipment, web development. And then it keeps on going down from there. So you can see it's quite complete as far as the different subjects. And again, it doesn't cost you anything to join. And these are all internet broadcasters, and you get great answers out of here. In fact, if you look through me seeing here, you can see people are already in here viewing these different discussions. And there's always somebody in here viewing, especially in the general. It's always, you know, 10, 20, 30 people in here at a time that are viewing. So that's the first one I would recommend. So I want to talk about another one. And this is where the thick skin kind of comes in. There is a Facebook community called the podcast community. You can search for it. And some of the things that are said in here, I don't agree with. And some of these people say things they don't know what they're talking about. So I will say, just take it with a grain of salt. If somebody upsets you, just rub it off your back. Because I've had some things in here that actually bothered me because I felt bad. People were actually listening to it. Some of the things that are in here. But overall, it's not a bad thing to follow. And you can always jump in and give your own opinions. I'm not saying be quiet or anything like that. But and some things are fine. I will say that I think, from my understanding, the person running this is kind of a little green. But I never met her personally, so I can't say that. Just by some of the things I see in here and things I've read of people have said, I kind of get that impression. But it's still a great, if you're on Facebook, you can go join this community and kind of look through it. There's not a lot of technical detail in here. It's a lot of just conversations more than anything about broadcasters. Most of these people are very new broadcasters and are still very, you know, still learning. So if you've been doing it for a while, maybe you'd help them out. So again, it's not a bad thing to go look at. So just like there's a community on Facebook, there's also one on Google+. And this is probably the one I hang out in the most outside of the IIB. That's where I spend all my time. But I get email notifications every time something goes in there just because I like that community so much. But there's one on Google+ as well. This one seems to be, I think it's bigger than the other one. Let me see how people are in the Facebook one. Does it say? And there's 903 members in the Facebook one. The podcasters one for Google+ is 2,453. And this one was not like the other one. These people, although still some of them are very newbie, they don't get lippy, mouthy type of things. So it's a very good, and you don't have to have a ton of thick skin in this one. They're very good people in this one, unlike the Facebook one. So anyways, that is another one. And I'm going to put all these links in the show notes because I'm rattling them off here really fast. And I want to make sure that you can get to these because they are great communities to be in. And you learn a lot by just reading through these communities and interacting with them. So here's another one that I recently found. And it's a group on Facebook and it's called I'll Guest For That. So I'll guest for that podcast, basically. So if these people are saying, I'm available as a guest on these different podcasts, here is my topic. So you can go down through here if you're looking for a guest for your podcast and try to find somebody to be on your podcast. And again, this is Facebook, so you got to kind of take it with a grain of salt. If you watch any other shows, you know kind of how I feel about Facebook. It's not my favorite network. But it is a very interesting place to go and find potential guests. Or if you want to be a guest on somebody else's show, you can stick your information in here as well. So that is another way of doing it. Now, there is another site, and let me go back over here and see if I can find it. That is an actual website for doing a guest. I think I bookmarked it. Didn't I bookmark this? Let me look here. Maybe I didn't. There's a site designed just for finding co-hosts and guests. Let me see if I can find the site by Google here. Let's see. Guest. Let's see. Maybe I can't find it at the moment. But I will go back and I'll find that. And I'll put that in the show notes too. Basically, it's very similar to the Facebook group that we just showed you, except that it's a website based around it. And it's a lot more structured. So you can go and you can find by subject, somebody who's willing to guest or be a co-host or looking to be a co-host on a show. So the other thing you can do, and this is kind of how I'm starting to do this, is I watch a lot of other podcasts. So as I watch these other podcasts, I will start to follow the people that are on the podcast and make sure they kind of, you know, fit one of my shows. And I'm starting to contact them now to start bringing in regular guests on some of my shows. And I have a couple of new shows getting ready to start up that are going to be based totally on guests, and interviewing a guest and having them on the show. So that being the case, that is another reason I go out and I start to look for these other guests who are writing either on podcasts or are writing on blogs, they're doing podcasts, maybe it's somebody who started a company, is on a certain thing. And of course, I'm going to help promote their company on the show. I'm not going to bring them in just, you know, for my benefit. I want it to be a benefit for everybody. So when they come on, I'm going to, you know, promote their product or their show or their company or whatever that I'm bringing them in for. So that's another great way. And I tell you what, I listen or watch a lot of podcasts. I download everything almost always in video. And even if I might just be listening to it and it's sitting over here running off to the side, I'm still listening to it. And that's where I get to know people. And then if I like what they're doing, they're talking about and their personality, I'll start to follow them other places and make sure that that's consistent. And if that person fits the show that I want to bring them in the guest, and I'll start to contact them and you build up a rapport with them. So, all right. So that was a very quick thing. Like I said, this week was very quick. And like I said, I visited on vacation the end of last week, and I'm technically still on vacation now, but I had this brought up as a question before and I wanted to answer it last week, and I didn't see it in my show notes and I went right past it. So rather than skipping a week, I figured I'd do a very short show and, kind of like talk through with you. So if you have more questions on this, I'd love to, you know, start to talk to people who have done this and found guests and gotten in the community. I think the hardest part for me as far as being a network or a show is the social media part of it. I tend to forget to do it before a show starts. So I'm trying to work on that so that things are better. I mean, we do post out when the show goes out, like on YouTube or it comes live on the website or whatever. But I need to be posting like a couple hours before and a couple minutes before saying the show's going live. And I just have a hard time remembering when to do that. So I am working on that part of it. But you know, the whole part of the community thing is I've been trying to get more and more involved, in fact, in the community side of it. In fact, this past weekend, I went down to North Carolina for a family reunion. And while I was down there, I met with another broadcaster that I watch. And, you know, shook his hand, talked to him, got to know him a little bit, and it was great. And I'm trying to build up that sense of the community among other broadcasters. And one of the reason that I even know about him is because of some of these communities that I'm in. And so I'm starting to get to know more and more broadcasters because, you know, I've been doing video production for years and years and years, but doing it as a broadcast is something that's fairly new to me. So I really want to build up my rapport with all the other people that do something similar to this. And so I have gotten quite a few of them now, and they're all awesome so far. I've never had a bad experience with any of them yet. So it's a very nice community, with the exception of a few people that I've seen on the Facebook podcast community. Again, thick skin there. Just remember, thick skin on Facebook. And that goes with Facebook in general, because that's where all the trolls live, seems like. All right. I think that's all I'm going to do this week. A very short one. I just kind of like to say hi. And let everybody know that I'm still around. I just took a week off and didn't do very much this week. In fact, I didn't do anything in preparation for this show. And I just went back, and after I got done with last week's show, I was like, oh, I didn't do that. So before I go, I do want to say one thing. Last week, I mentioned the new Alexa TV network, and my webmaster is still working on it. He's made some changes today. Still going. I think I'm going to jump in and help him out a little bit with that, but it's getting a lot closer. But the network itself is up and working. All the shows that we have on TechZen are already over there, and we are planning on, I think it's like 7 new shows already in the works for the new network. And we're still looking for other shows. So if you have a show, or you know somebody has a show that maybe they're doing audio and want to go to video but don't want to go through the process of buying all the cameras and doing all the production work for it, you know, have them contact us and we can maybe work something out there. We are looking for shows that either are new or maybe want to go from audio to video, and we want to help them out. And we can do this in many different ways. We can be strictly the broadcast medium and some of the back-end production stuff. We can be the producer, although we typically like the host to be the producer. We can assist with that, but they know the subject much better than we do. We don't want to, you know, claim to be the best producer for their show. But as far as tracking guests and things like that, we can do that. We have people now that can help us keep track and schedule guests. So if that's the kind of thing you need a little bit of help with the production process, that's what we're here for. Coming on to the Elixir TV network gets you a couple of things. It gets you on Roku. It gets you on an iPad app, an iPhone app, and an Android app. And coming soon, we're also going to have a Google TV app. So it gets you all those different places. It gets you onto iTunes. Everything we do all, you know, kind of automatically for you in the background. And it can, in the future, maybe even give you some advertising benefits as far as advertisers coming on to help, you know, fund your show a little bit. So that's, you know, ultimately where our goal is, to bring us all into one big umbrella. So we're at the point now where we're looking for additional shows where we aren't really doing a lot of the production, a lot of the creative side of it. If you have an idea for a show and you can get the guests or you can get the subjects, and we can sit here and switch for you and produce it and get it out to the internet for you. That's what we like to do that as well. So some of these shows coming on are a mixture of that. We have some shows that are coming on that all we're going to do is sit here and switch. And then when the show is over, we're going to render it up and put it out. And the host or the, you know, the basically the producer of the show is doing most of the work. So we are basically being a director on our side. And some people call it a technical director, where we switch and do all the audio work. And everything else is, did just come to us ready to go, and we do that and put it out. We have other shows that we are going to be doing the production work, some of the creative work as well. People come with us with partial show ideas, so we're working with them to get some new shows up. So yeah, I mean, we do a little bit of everything there, and we want to do a lot more of it. So if you know somebody or you have a show that you want to take to the next level, let us know, and you can work with us, and we can get you onto the network. All right. That is pretty much it. I do want to remind you again that you can go to youtube.com/techzentv, as well as go to just the tech-zen.tv website, where you can get all of our shows, all of our other shows as well. We have a ton of shows on our network, and this is the only one we do talk about broadcasting. We have one coming up at 9 o'clock tonight, where we talk about Arduinos and Raspberry Pis, and tonight I'm going to go through the Galago with something new that I got. It's not really new to me yet. But I just started playing with it this week. So I've had it probably for like a month. But, you know, the kind of thing we talk about, how to make stuff and with electronics. And that's what we do on that show. Plus, we have a programming show that's now live called The Program. We have Mac Minute. We have Security 101. Mac Minute, obviously, is for the Mac. Security 101 is basic security tips for you and your family. We have Security Coded, which has been on hiatus now for like 2 months. And we're getting to bring it back next week. This is our first new show back. And that is enterprise-based security, so it's a little deep for most people, but if you are an IT junkie, then you may enjoy the show. And all these shows, while we're doing these shows, we do most of them live, and it's on our website when we do them live, and you can come to the chat room, which is right there is a chat room, and you can join us and chat with us live during the show, and we love the interaction with people live. So that's a great way. All right. I think that's pretty much it for this week. We will see you all next week when I'm back from vacation on New Media Tech.